Mataji's recording.
Hare Krishna, welcoming all of you to the Bhakti Sangha conference call today. We are very fortunate to have His Grace Amoghlila Prabhuji. Prabhuji is going to enlighten us on the topic of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Srila Gadadhar Pandit. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavaj Pranam, please accept my humble obeisances. All goes to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for your valuable assistance. I'll hand out the call to Sundar Anand Prabhuji for give brief introduction of Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, thank you. Hare Krishna. Brief introduction of Prabhu. His Grace Amoghlila Prabhuji is a disciple of His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. He is serving as the Vice President of the Dwarakadish Temple at ISKCON Dwaraka and is a life coach. He has done his BE from IPU Delhi. He was spiritually oriented since his childhood. He has been a full-time devotee for more than a decade. He believes that spirituality helps everyone and bhakti has its impact on everyone if done in the right way and in the right direction. During these tough times of COVID-19, Amoghlila Prabhuji and his team have helped serve more than 2 lakh prasadam plates in a day. Amoghlila Prabhuji and his team are striving hard to feed prasadam to the people during the COVID-19 situation through the food distribution program by ISKCON Dwaraka, ISKCON Delhi, and Feeding the Hungry People program. In his classes, he leaves audience or devotees spellbound with his one-liners and stories laced with humor. With his anecdotes, he drives his point home with complete ease. His lectures, be it on art of parenting, stress problems in children, rejuvenation class, and many more, are pure nectar. His command over Hindi and English makes every listener have eyes and ears in his class. We welcome Prabhuji to Bhakti Sangha Japa Conference Group. We are very fortunate to have his association. And thank you, Prabhuji. Please take over the call.
Hi, thank you very much for such a warm welcome. And thank you very much for giving me an opportunity to glorify Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Such a powerful acharya, such a potent acharya, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So tomorrow is his disappearance day. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabhupada used to say, not Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Vikas Maharaj said once, he said that actually Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is the architect of our Krishna, of this Krishna consciousness movement. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada was actually the engineer of this Hare Krishna movement. And Srila Prabhupada is the builder of this Hare Krishna movement. So who we are then? We are the fortunate laborers. That labor class who is engaged by the architect, the engineer, as well as the builder in carrying forward this and taking and giving this Hare Krishna movement a shape further. So that way we are those famous laborers actually. So we are very, very fortunate that way. But yes, the architect of this this Hare Krishna movement is Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So today we'll try to glorify Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Om Agyanatimirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurandhamena Tasmai Shri Guru Venamaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Subhadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Dabadagamalam Shri Guru Nveshvanishcha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parjana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padar Sahagana Nita Shri Vishakhanitascha हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिकांतराधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानसते परमामि श्रीगे वांछा कल्पतरुवश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यो च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासिनी गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur ji ki jai. So, we know that there are living entities all across the universe. And anybody, any soul which takes to the path of devotional service, they are known as the sadhana siddha vaishnavas. Okay. Or say very fortunate are those, very rare are those who become kripa siddha as well. But there is also a third category which is known as the nitya siddha vaishnavas, who are always liberated. They are always liberated. They come, they descend, they fulfill a certain mission, a purpose of the Lord, and then they go back. Just like in the case of Srila Prabhupada, somebody saw Srila Prabhupada's handwriting. You know, the signature of Srila Prabhupada, AEC, Bhakti Vedanta Swami. So he was a handwriting specialist. As soon as he saw the signature, he said, give me all the books. The devotee was very happy. Wow, he's taking all the books. So he asked that, what did you see in the book that that you are going for all the books? He said, I saw the signature. I'm handwriting specialist. I have never seen such an handwriting. Such a handwriting I've never seen in my life. And I'm telling you, this person doesn't have past life, doesn't have next life. This person has descended from the spiritual world, and then after fulfilling his mission, he has gone back to his the spiritual world. Nitya Siddha Vaishnava. Similarly, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is also Nitya Siddha Vaishnava. So Nitya Siddha Vaishnavas, they come, they descend, they fulfill a certain purpose, a certain task being allocated to them, and after fulfilling that, they go back. And that's the case with Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur as well. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakurji was actually Kamal, is actually Kamal Manjari. In Radha Krishna Leela, he is Kamal Manjari. And during the time of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, there was one friend of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. His name was Shishir Kumar Ghosh. He said that I have not seen the six Goswamis. But when I see the lifestyle of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, whose earlier name was Kedarnath Dutt, but when I see the life of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, well, I must say he is the seventh Goswami. And that way, we see that there is one book as well on the life of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur with the title, The Seventh Goswami. So Shishir Ghosh said, I have not seen the six Goswamis, but yes, seventh Goswami I have certainly seen. And here is the seventh Goswami, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, whose childhood name was Kedarnath Dutt, right from very beginning, he was brilliant in his studies. Very, very high intellect. Superb. And right from his childhood, he learned the stories of Ramayana and Mahabharata. You know, from whom? From the gatekeeper of his home. During his childhood, the gatekeeper, earlier he was a dacoit, that person. He was the ex-dacoit. Now he had become the gatekeeper. But he, this dacoit, who had now become the gatekeeper, he knew thoroughly the Ramayana and the Mahabharata stories. So often, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his childhood, as Kedarnath Dutt, would spend so much of time sitting with the So this is what he would do during his childhood. So he got very good exposure about the scriptural stories at that time, hearing them from the gatekeeper of the home. And he was very, very proficient in English. In fact, when he gave the entrance paper for applying for the job, the Britishers were flabbergasted by such a fluent and beautiful expression of his English. In fact, he wrote many of the books even before manifesting his Leela as devotee. He wrote 30 volumes of The Exploits of Alexander all across India. In India, where all Alexander went and what were his victory points, wherever, all the places he covered and all the details he covered. 30 volumes he wrote. He wrote 25 volumes of Vikram Betal stories. Each volume had 50 stories. And he wrote 25 volumes of Vikram Betal stories. So there was one British guy, Mr. Dale. He said, Kedarnath Dutt, you're writing so much. You have written 30 volumes on Alexander's exploits. You have written 25 volumes on Vikram Betal. Why are you writing all this? What's the purpose of all this? And then Kedarnath Dutt started thinking, yeah, that's true. I'm writing all this, but what's the purpose of this? That was the time when he started thinking that this writing skill should be used in service to Krishna. Actually, then he started thinking, of course, he is Nitya Siddha, but he is manifesting his Leela like that. When he was 19 years old, then he got his first job. And at that time, his salary was 15 rupees a month. What's that? Just 15 rupees a month. That was the salary. Yeah. And at that time, he was teaching. He was grade 2 teacher at that time. And later on, he also worked in a sugar mill as well. And seeing his honesty, the owner was very happy and he used to give him extra remuneration, seeing him, and he promoted him and gave him in charge of the entire mill, seeing his honesty. Yeah. So later on, he started getting 20 rupees a month because he started teaching the sixth grade children. And then later on, he started getting 45 rupees a month. And you see that the promotion from 15 rupees a month to 20 to 45 rupees a month, like that. At that time, he also wrote one book on temples of Orissa and mathematics of Orissa. This was the first time when he started writing something spiritual, along with the tourist aspect of and the religious aspect of Orissa and the mathematics aspect. He also wrote about religiosity, the spirituality. There was a tinge in his writing when he came up with this book, Temples of Orissa and Mathematics of Orissa. At that time, Raja Ram Mohan Rai, he was having conflict with the local Hindus. So he was asked to act as a mediator so that the local Hindus, they were feeling offended by Raja Ram Mohan Rai's movement because of Sati Pratha. He was saying that all this Hinduism is nonsense. So these two groups were there and having friction. But they both of them trusted Kedarnath Dutt, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, so that the issue can be resolved. Yeah. In fact, later on, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he also wrote books on Raja Ram Mohan Rai, his mission, his vision, and he wrote a book as well. And he clarified so many misconceptions which he had, Raja Ram Mohan Rai, about Sanatan Dharma. In Champaran, there was one case which was being filed in the British police, which was that in Champaran, there was one tree. And in that tree was living a Brahmadatya. You know, Brahmadatyas are basically those Brahmanas who have become now Datya or Brahmarakshas. Those Brahmanas who steal other people's money, donations, and keep them in their pocket and enjoy. In next life, they become Brahmarakshas. Or being a Brahmana, I exploited someone. I spoiled somebody's chastity. So doing such a heinous act, the result is that in next life, somebody becomes, the person becomes Brahmarakshas. So there was Brahmarakshas staying in this tree. So, but nobody could dare, because anyone who would pass underneath the tree, Brahmarakshas, they are man-eaters. Only the bones would be found next day. The person would just disappear, and next day the bones would be there only. So even some of the policewala also went there, and they were, same thing happened to them. So now who would resolve this? Even Britishers, they were afraid that who would go to that tree, underneath the tree, how to resolve this? So then they went to Kedarnath Dutt. They said, can you resolve this? It's a very serious issue that there is something very mysterious is there in that tree. And anyone who passes by the tree disappears, and next day the bones are left only. And then Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, then he took Srimad Bhagavatam. He had heard about the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. And 7 days, seven nights, he just kept on reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, kept on speaking the shlokas. And he would just do that. And after 7 days, there was an explosion. And the Brahmarakshas were delivered by the recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam by Kedarnath Dutt. Yeah. So that case, so then it became very famous that Kedarnath Dutt can solve any kind of problem. Most unsolvable mysteries can be solved by Kedarnath Dutt. So this way, this issue was being solved, which nobody could even dare to get into. And then in 1872, he was appointed as the magistrate. And he was so pakka in his decision making. He was so quick, so fast, that what other people would take entire week to complete, he would complete in a couple of hours. He was so fast, so efficient. Any debauchee, a cheater, a hoaxer, they could not even stand before Kedarnath Dutt. He was so sharp, so intelligent, actually. And that was Kedarnath Dutt. So at that time, there was one nonsense guy. He would say that I am an incarnation of Mahavishnu. And he would say, oh, that Jagannath, he's just a doll of wood. Here is real Jagannath. Here is Mahavishnu. And because I'm Mahavishnu, so that means I can have many women as well with me. And then he would also breach into the purity of many of the women. And that became such a serious issue. But what to do? This person, Bishaksen. And he had some mystic powers as well. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was being asked that if he can go and get this person in. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he went with the soldiers, but the soldiers, the Sipahi, the police wallahs, the Hawaldar, they were afraid to go forward because Bishak Sen had mystical powers. So then Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, as he entered his place, so Bishak Sen said, "Oh, I know Kedarnath Dutt, you have come. I know who you are. Join me, Kedarnath Dutt. I'll fill your life with opulences." Kedarnath Dutt, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he said, "No, I have not come here to become your servant. I have come here to arrest you because of your nefarious activities." But then he said, "You cannot capture me. No, you cannot." And then Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur started reciting Srimad Bhagavatam. And in this way, the powers of Bishak Sen could not harm Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And then he was being sent to jail as well. Now, being in jail, using his mystical power, he started attacking the family members of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And then he could see that wife is ill, the children, they are also ill. What's wrong with them? So wife said, "Actually, you have arrested that Bishak Sen. He's having mystical powers. And from sitting in the jail, he's doing all this to us." Now, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he knew that all these yogis who have got mystical powers, they have their mystical powers in their hair. And then, even though he was feeling utterly weak physically, he went to the jail and he asked the Sipahi over there that please shave off his head. He tried his level best, Bishak Sen, but he could not save himself. And finally, his head was being shaved. And as the head was shaved, he lost all of his potency, all of his power. He died in a couple of days. And then, of course, immediately the family members, they started recovering their health. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's family members. So in this way, these kind of people he was handling, who were having mystical powers. Oh, at that time, there was also one guy, he would say that I am incarnation of Shiva. There were people who were saying, I am incarnation of Lord Brahma. And they were having some mystical powers. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was there to resolve issues with such people. They are criminals with having supernatural powers. Wow. So that way, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was very, very powerful. And then afterwards, in 1872, he also wrote commentaries to some part of Srimad Bhagavatam. And six sandarbhas he read of Srila Jiva Goswami, Govinda Leelamrit, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and Pramay Ratnavali. He took 1 year and he thoroughly studied them. Srimad Bhagavatam also, he himself also thoroughly studied because he knew that what's the potential in Srimad Bhagavatam. So he read all these philosophical and Leela masterpieces. Just in 1 year, he completed all of them. Okay. In 1874, there was Yajna was being done by some tantrics to kill Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And they were being sent to do this Yajna by the king of that region. But since Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, now, since he's an eternally liberated soul, what happened that the son of king died, not Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And that is, he could realize that actually 27 days of Yajna which was being done to kill Bhaktivinoda Thakur, nothing can happen to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And this was the year when he was blessed by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Yeah, because he was always praying to the Lord, "Oh Lord, who will carry forward this mission of yours?" So that is, he was always worrying. But certainly he was blessed by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur later on. In 1880, he started Sajjan Toshani and another magazine known as The Harmonist. Yeah. And he also published Kalyan Kalpataru. And he also published Krishna Sahita. Krishna Sahita is the summary study of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. He had the desire to put commentary, write commentary on entire Srimad Bhagavatam. But since he was busy with his schedule of preaching and his everyday sadhana and household duties, that's why he could not write commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam, verse by verse commentary. But he said, "At least let me write a summary on the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam." And that is, he wrote Krishna Sahita. That was Rolf Anderson, when he read Krishna Sahita, he said, "It's actually a great contribution to the world of literature, Krishna Sahita." In 1881, he got initiation from Vipin Chandra Goswami. He was also a very great Vaishnava, Vipin Chandra Goswami, but he was Sadhana Siddha. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was Nitya Siddha. So often when Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he would go and visit Vipin Bihari Goswami and pay obeisances to Srila Vipin Bihari Goswami. So Bimala Prasad, our Bhakti Sansar Thakur, he would say, my father pays obeisances to you. Do you know who is he? Actually, you should be paying obeisances to him. And then Vipin Chandra Goswami would be, are, chota sa bachcha hai. He says big things. That yes, he is eternally liberated soul. He is actually Kamal Manjari. Okay. And then Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur would calm him down. Bimala Prasad Prabhu. So that way, but yes, he got initiated and Bipin Chandra Goswami, he was also a great Vaishnava. Being in Vrindavan, he fell sick for 3 months and his services were getting impeded. So that way, he prayed to Lord Krishna, oh Lord Krishna, please kindly let me fall ill some other time. I've come here in Vrindavan for some service. Kindly let this seva get executed and then let me fall ill. And then Krishna also did this. Immediately he became absolutely okay. And then when he came back to his home, he said, now you can make me fall ill. And then he fell ill for 1 or 2 days and then he recovered. Like that. Who can play around with one's karma like that? Of course, there's no karma in Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's life. There was Bankim Chandra Chatterjee, you know, Bande Mataram, the one who wrote the Bande Mataram. So Bankim Chandra Chatterjee, he had written one book known as Krishna Samhita. And when he wrote Krishna Samhita, so he thought that let me go for editing as well. So for editing's sake, he approached Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Because Bhaktivinoda Thakur was such a genius, so he took help of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he saw this composition of Krishna Charitra by Bankim Chandra Chatterjee, actually it had so many mistakes. So many mistakes that practically 90% of the book was being rewritten by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So even though Krishna Charitra, this book, was published on the name of Bankim Chandra Chatterjee, but actually the real author was Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Because in editing, he found so many mistakes, mistake after mistake, mistake after mistakes. Oh, practically the entire book was written by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, 90%. But in the name of editor came the name of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Kedarnath Dutt. But actually it was written by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. In 1886, he also wrote commentary on Bhagavad Gita, known as Rasik Ranjan. And Bankim Chandra, he was requested by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur to write the introduction of the Bhagavad Gita. Because he could only write introduction, not the Bhagavad Gita. So he gave his commentary on Srimad Bhagavad Gita. And very famous section also, which is mentioned in his commentary of Bhagavad Gita, is that api chesu duracharo bhaste vamananya bhag, that even somebody has committed the most abominable kind of activity, even if this person is still, he's doing his bhajan, so he should be considered a sadhu. And the next one is shupram bhavati dharmatma, such a person becomes dharmatma. Shashva shantim nikachati, he ultimately attains peace. Kaunte pratijani navi bhakti apanashati, oh Arjuna, declare it boldly that my devotee never perishes. So there it is mentioned that one time Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he had the dream. And in the dream, he saw that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is going towards Golok Vrindavan. But on his way, Shivji, Brahmaji, and other demigods, they were sitting and they were discussing this particular verse of the Bhagavad Gita. But they could not understand this verse. So they said, oh, there is going Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He's a pure devotee of Krishna. He will tell us what's the real import of this verse. And then Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur came. And then he explained. He said that even if a devotee commits most abominable kind of activity, yet he should be considered saintly because he's fixed in his determination. Yeah, it is there. And the next one is Shupram Bhavati Dharmatma. Such a person will become Dharmatma. But who will become Dharmatma? The one who sees the devotee as sadhu. Sadhu revas mantavya. Jo sochta hai ki koi nahi aaye, galti kisse nahi hoti. Sadhu se bhogi. Seva bhi to kiya usne. He has a soch of service. So what if some mistake happened? The one who thinks like that will become Dharmatma. Okay. That was the purport given by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So that is his commentary. It's also available now. It's known as Rasik Ranjan. And that's a beautiful commentary on Srimad Bhagavad Gita. In 1886, he started Chaitanya Press. And for 1 year, he was involved in heavy duty publication of Krishna conscious literature. He alone, he was writing, publishing, distribution, he was marketing, everything he was doing. After that 1 year of heavy duty publication, writing, authoring so many books for hours and hours, when he did that, he had severe headache. And we had, when he had severe headache, at that time he prayed to Srila Jiva Goswami that you are the Vedantic undefeatable champion. Oh Srila Jiva Goswami, I pray to you, please remove this headache. He would pray to Srila Jiva Goswami and then apply some ghee on his head. And then immediately his headache disappeared. And then again he was there for preaching. In fact, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur from his office, he took 2 years of leave. 2 years of leave just for preaching. And he started 500 Navhatta programs. In USA, how many Navhatta programs will be there? 50? 100? 200? 300? Not more than that. 300 Navhatta programs. Oh, not more than that. But Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, one alone person, he started 500 Navhatta programs. Alone. And not that in Navhatta program, just 5, 6, 10, 20 people. No. In every Navhatta programs, 200 to 500,000 people would come in each of Navhatta program. In this way, his preaching was extensive. In 1887, he received this title, Bhakti Vinod. The one who relishes Bhakti. The one who contains relishment of Bhakti is Srila Bhakti Vinod. So Kedarnath Dutt received this title, Bhakti Vinod. And then he became, he is a Vaishnava Thakur, so his name is Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So in this way he became famous after 1887, having received this title from the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas at that time in Bengal. Yeah. And then, one another great finding which was contributed by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was to find out the birthplace of Lord Gauranga. He was very anxious because at that time there were two factions. One was saying that on the eastern bank of Ganges is the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Gauranga. Another was saying, no, western. The western ghat is a place where Lord Gauranga appeared. So now what to do actually? And then Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he took the maps of the 200, 300 years back. He took out all those maps. And then he could conclude that yes, 99.99% I'm sure that the eastern bank of Ganges should be the place where Lord Gauranga appeared. But there should be someone to confirm this. Who will confirm this? Often Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur from his home, when he would look at the eastern ghat of Ganges, he would see that there's so much tulsi in that particular area. And at night time, that tulsi area would become very effulgent. Divine light would emanate from that place. So this way, he was 99.99% sure that this place should be the place of the yogpeet, the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya. But he just wanted one authentic confirmation. And then one name was there in his head, and that was Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj at that time was around 144 years old, and his body was bent, was down, and then he was always chanting Krishna's name. His eyes would always remain closed because he would not be able to open the eyes, the eyelids closed, and then would always be chanting like that. And then Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur approached Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj that I want confirmation of the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya. Can you please come along with me? He said, I cannot walk. How can I go? And then Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur took a bucket made of bamboo sticks and placed a comfortable seating into it. And then very respectfully and humbly placed Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj inside that bucket. And on his shoulders, he was carrying Srila Jagannath Das Babaji. And then he carried Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj and reached that place. As soon as he reached that place, as soon as he stepped at that place, immediately Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj was there in his bucket, jumped outside. Anyway, Janmasthan. Anyway, Janmasthan. Anyway, Janmasthan. This is the birthplace of Lord Nimai. This is Nimai's birthplace. This is Nimai's birthplace. And he was singing, dancing ecstatically to Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. The one who has not been able to get up became so ecstatic because such devotees are being driven by yoga maya of the Lord. So in this way, the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya was being confirmed by Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So that way is now when we go to Mayapur, and then when we start our parikrama, we start from Yogpeet. But who gave us that Yogpeet? Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And that is, we see that his samadhi is also there in Yogpeet, because he was the one who could confirm that, yes, this is the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya. And there's still that neem tree underneath. Nimai appeared. That neem tree is still there. But today, if we are doing parikrama, we are starting our parikrama, there is sadhu sangha happening. Well, the origin of this mercy, this aspect of mercy, the credit goes to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who found out the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya. And he also installed Gaur Vishnu Priya deities in Yogpeet. We see that Gaur Vishnu Priya deities, they were being installed by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur at that time. Yeah, later on, Jagannathji and other deities, they also came. But yes, he installed Gaur Vishnu Priya. Wow, that's and they are beautiful deities actually. In 1896, he wrote a book, Lord Chaitanya, His Life and His Precepts. And you all know 1896 is a historical year. Why? Because in the year 1896 appeared a very special personality, our beloved founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So he appeared in 1896. And 1896 was a year when Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he sent his first philosophical masterpiece, which is Life and Precepts of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya, His Life and Precepts, this book. And the disciples of Srila Prabhupada, they found this book in one of the libraries. And then Srila Prabhupada said, yes, in the year 1896 was being sent by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur to this place, this particular book. And that was the year of my appearance, my birth, like that. So, and afterwards, of course, he wrote some other books as well. Srimad Bhagavat Ark Arichi Mala, in which he has mentioned that how he received perfection. How Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami, he introduced Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur to Srimati Radharani. And then he had direct face-to-face realization, face-to-face interaction with their lordships. He also gives a beautiful narration how he received Shuddha Naam in this book. So that is, it's a masterpiece book. In 1908, Sir William Duke, he came to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Even though Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was so successful. And as he was getting transferred, William Duke, he said, actually, I want to seek forgiveness. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, seek forgiveness for what? He said, actually, I was envious of you. You were so efficient. You were so quick. And you were so pakka in what you did, that we had inferiority complex. So many times I tried to conspire against you, but there was something who was protecting you, and that is you were always being saved. Now I am being transferred, so I just come to seek forgiveness from you. You are a great personality. Please forgive me. Sir William Duke, he seek forgiveness. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was like, you know, it's okay. Well, it was never an offense. Very, very forgiving. Like that. In 1910, he had Swananda Sukhad Kunj. And there he used to have his nocturnal japas. He would deeply meditate and absorb himself in his japa. He would do that. One time this happened, that as he was doing japa, and then as he completed his round, he immediately got up. And then he started making puris and some sabzi. And then somebody said, oh, how come you were doing japa, all of a sudden you are jumping to the kitchen? What's this? He said, I was doing my japa and I had darshan of Rasa Leela of Krishna, Radha and Krishna. After Rasa Leela, Radha and Krishna must be tired. So they must be hungry. And that's why I immediately got up to cook puris and the sabzi for Radha and Krishna and the gopis. So that was the state of absorption when he was chanting Hare Krishna. He would chant Hare Krishna very loudly, and he had made one small room. Big room means distraction. So he would have small room, close the door from inside, and then chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra loudly. Intense japa he would do, actually. So that is how Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur would chant his japa. And Gaur Krishna Babaji Maharaj, he would consider Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, even he was a sannyasi like Babaji, Paramahamsa Vesh, but he would see Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur as Paramahamsa. And whenever Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur would give class, he would certainly come in the class and he would sit like a small student Srila Gaur Shivabadi Maharaj, worship in the class, or Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It was like that. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur knew that what's the status of Gaur Krishnodas Babaji Maharaj. And many times he would say, well, what's the need of giving big, big explanations about Shastras? Just by seeing the character of Gaur Krishnodas Babaji Maharaj, one can understand what is Shuddha Bhakti. And then feeling shy, Gaur Krishnodas Babaji Maharaj would be that place, like that. So this way he was being revered by everyone, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And he chose to leave that means his disappearance day on the day of Srila Gadadhar Pandit's reason being Gadadhar Pandit's Srimati Radharani, the internal potency. And because he is also internal potency, he being subordinate to internal potency, that's why he decided to leave on a similar day. So his schedule, you know, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's schedule, what an amazing schedule he had. Wow. He would sleep from 8 p.m. till 10 p.m. Okay, 8 p.m. till 10 p.m. 2 hours of rest he would take. And then 10 a.m. he would get up. And then, 10 p.m. he would get up and rise and light the oil lamp and start writing. From 10 p.m. till 4 a.m., 6 hours he would write. Wow. And then from 4 to 4:30, he would take rest. And then wash hands, and then after refreshing himself, he would start chanting at 4:30 a.m. Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. From 4:30 till 7, he would chant his 64 rounds. Okay, in 2.5 hours, he was done with his 64 rounds. From 7, to 7:30, he would write letters. Patra likha karte, he would write letters. From 7:30 till 8:30, he would read 1 hour. And 8:30 he would receive guests. In case there is no guest, he would continue reading till 9:30. So 2 hours of reading he would have. And then 9:30 to 9:45, 15 minutes, he would take rest. Then 9:45 he would go for morning bath and then breakfast. And in the breakfast, he would take half a quart milk, couple of chapatis and some fruits. Very simple sattvic food he would have. And then from 9:45 to 9:55, only 10 minutes, he would get ready and all that. He would have his breakfast as well in 10 minutes. That's it. And then 9:55, he would leave for the court. And then he would reach court by 10. Okay, in 5 minutes, he would reach court. And then court will begin. And from 10 a.m. till 1 p.m., that means 3 hours, he would be in the court resolving so many issues and cases, one after another, fast, quick, like that. Then 1 o'clock, he would come home. Would take lunch, would take little rest, and again go to the court. And then from 2 to 5, again, second 3 hours, again he would be there in the court. And then 5 o'clock, he would come back. And then once he come back, again he would take his meal of rice, couple of chapatis, and then 2 ounces, also half a liter of milk, as he would take one. So he would take prasadam 2 times only, like that. And this way, he contributed to Krishna consciousness movement a lot. The kind of preaching he did alone was really extraordinary. And especially his books. He wrote more than 100 books. Some of the masterpiece books which were being written by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is Jayavadharma. I would request all the devotees that after reading Srila Prabhupada's books, if you are to read any book, must read Jayavadharma. It's a masterpiece. It's a philosophical masterpiece. In fact, all the great teachers who have got their concepts cleared, then they must have gone through Jayavadharma. I personally have gone through Jayavadharma 3 times. And I must say, I'm still a fan of Jayavadharma. Whenever next time I would find time, I would again go through Jayavadharma. It's a philosophical thing. It starts with that we are not the body, we are soul. And the philosophy, it's like a crescendo, and then it reaches its peak of Madhuri Ras. So entire journey in the form of conversation. He has written that in the form of a novel. You know, novels, people like novel reading novels. In the form of a novel. And just writing a novel in such a philosophical way. Wow. Amazing. Jayadharma. Another masterpiece by him is Harinam Chintamani. What's the science of chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra? What's the Vigyan of chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. That he wrote in Harinam Chintamani. He mentioned about all the 10 offenses, you know, how to conquer intent to chanting, the glories of the holy name. He has written that in this book, Harinam Chintamani. And then another book he wrote on name, which is known as Bhajan Rahasya. Bhajan Rahasya is a book which he compiled on his personal experiences of his bhajan. So he wrote Bhajan Rahasya. He wrote another wonderful book which is known as Sri Chaitanya Shikshamrit. In this also he explained very beautifully various practical aspects of devotional service. He also wrote commentary on Manah Shiksha known as Manah Shiksha Pradyanuvad, which is commentary on Manah Shiksha Vaishala Raghunath Das Goswami. He also wrote in Bengali Vaishnav Siddhanta Mala, and that's now been translated into English as well. That's also a superb book. He also wrote on Naam. He wrote Shri Naam, Shri Harinam, Shri Naam Tattva, Shri Naam Mahima, Shri Naam Prachar. These were the books he wrote just on the glories of the holy name. Also, of course, his books on various songs, as Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur songs. Wow. Srila Prabhupada used to say the songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they are expansions of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, actually, like that. And he also wrote on Chaitanya Charitamrita, his commentary known as Amrit Pravaha Bhashya. And you see, Srila Prabhupada, he includes Amrit Pravaha Bhashya in his own version of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So he wrote Amrit Pravaha Bhashya on Chaitanya Charitamrita. Actually, it was very difficult to get the copy of Chaitanya Charitamrita at that time. By great difficulty, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur got this copy of Chaitanya Charitamrita, which was bona fide, philosophically astute. And then he gave his commentary on it. And that way, Amrit Praha Bhashya was at that time very, very popular. Commentary on Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. He also wrote a Bengali translation of Brahma Sanhita at that time. He also wrote a Navdeep Bhav Tarangini. When you go to Mayapur for Parikrama, what everyone is referring, all the sannyasis, they are reading Navdeep Bhav Tarangini by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So that is, we see an important contribution. And he also wrote one more book, which is known as Bhakti Tattva Vivek. It was, so, of course, it's the Sharanagati and Gitavali, and these books were also there, which contain his songs, wonderful songs. And Bhakti Tattva Vivek is also similarly, it tells the nature of bhakti, which is Mishrit Bhakti and which is Shuddha Bhakti, like that. So in this way, we see that he composed such masterpiece books to the Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So on his Divine Disciplines Day, which is tomorrow, we pray at his lotus feet that he may bless us with your devotional service. Hare Krishna, anybody has any question, you may kindly ask.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Thank you, Prabhu, sir, for such a wonderful class. I wanted to ask you about the chanting. You mentioned that he was chanting loudly in a small room.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, and also you mentioned that in 2.5 hours he completed 64 rounds. Usually, yeah, I don't know how it is possible.
Usually, it's because when somebody is chanting mentally, actually, when somebody is chanting on tongue, then it would take 8 hours to complete 64 rounds. But somebody who has reached the level of mind at the mental level, one is chanting. Mind is very quick, very fast. When mind is purified, one can chant even in the mind. So he would chant his rounds mentally, very fast. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Mind. Lips cannot move with that speed, but mind can. So he would chant on the level of mind. And that case, he could chant 64 rounds in 2.5 hours. I know Bhakti, Priti Vardhan Maharaj, he's in Mayapur. In 3.5 hours, he chants 64 rounds. Before Mangal Aarti, he gets up and then he gets the 64 rounds done before Mangal Aarti. From 1 a.m. till 4 a.m., he chants 64 rounds. Then 4 a.m., then he takes bath, gets ready for Mangal Aarti, comes to the temple. So he would also chant in 3 hours. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur could chant in 2.5 hours. Even today, we have devotees who can chant 64 rounds in 3 hours. Like Priti Vardhan Maharaj, he chants every day.
Oh, okay, thank you so much, Prabhu. Yeah, one follow-up question, if it's okay.
Sure.
Yeah, Prabhu, I heard this many times descriptions about how Haridas Thakur mentions that at least for sadhakas, chanting loudly is better like that because it helps other living entities also.
Yeah.
But then
yeah.
I also heard that Upangsu chanting is the best form of chanting japa. Otherwise, it's called kirtan like that. I'm not clear in this topic. What is best for a sadhaka to do?
Those who are like liberated souls who are on the level of Mansi Seva, they can chant in the mind as well. And they also do kirtan, which is like loud chanting of the holy name. But for us, we cannot chant in mind. No, we cannot do that. We have to chant, we hear, we have to do that. Now, Srila Prabhupada also used to complete his 64 rounds in 3.5 hours. Srila Prabhupada gave us 16 rounds. But he himself received 64 rounds from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. So he would chant 64 rounds. Being a founder acharya, translating books, he was chanting every day 64 rounds. Srila Prabhupada. So that means such people who are chanting, who are liberated souls, they can chant even in the level of mind. Mentally, they can chant so fast. So that's possible for them. Not for us. We should be chanting. We should be hearing the holy name. We should be doing that.
Okay. Sure, Prabhu. Thank you so much, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Vandavatana. Thank you for the wonderful class. Prabhuji, I have two doubts. So you said Bankim Chandra Chattopadhyaya or Chatterjee, is he the same person are you referring who wrote Vande Mataram?
Yes.
And what is the book's name, Prabhu? Sorry, I missed it out, which mostly was
Krishna Charitra.
Okay, because we in our childhood we read so much about Bankim Chandra and nothing about Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So I was just wondering.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Because historians, they are so fool that the one who is to be described, they do not describe. And who is not worthy of description, they describe. That's our historians, actually. In fact, at the time of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, there was also Ramakrishna Paramahams. And Ramakrishna Paramahams was fearful of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Less with Bhaktivinoda Thakur, more with Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. As soon as Ramakrishna Paramahams would see Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he would say, oh, here comes Gaur-Nithai. Here comes Gaur-Nithai. But he would dare not talk to them because he knew that in case he gets into talking to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, oh my God, he would rip him apart. So he would stay away from these two. So he had immense respect for Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Ramakrishna Paramahams, and Ramakrishna Paramahams was fearful of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. That's also there.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Prabhuji, which is the correct translation of Jaiva Dharma? People propagate that Jivasanga falls.
Yeah. You know, there's one translation. Yeah, one translation by Sarvabhavana Prabhu. Sarvabhavana Prabhu's translation is fabulous translation. It's a blue color thing, Jaiva Dharma. And that's perfect. Very good translation. Of course, now Jaya Dharma of Bhanu Maharaj is also there. That's also very good. But I personally like Sarvabhavana Prabhu's translation. Excellent translation.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Guru Maharaj, very beautiful class, Prabhuji. So, Prabhuji, you said he got initiated by Bipin Chandra Goswami. So,
yes.
And we see his Guru Maharaj is Jagannath Dad Babaji Maharaj.
Shikshaguru.
Then
Jagannath
why?
Jagannath Babaji Maharaj is Shikshaguru. Yeah.
So, Prabhuji, we put the picture of the Guru whom we
yeah. Because he had. Yeah, because he. No. We see where. The connection was stronger. Since his connection with Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj was thicker than his relationship with Bipin Chandra Goswami. That's why we see that Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj is in place before Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And he happened to be like this by the permission of Bipin Chandra Goswami. He could see that actually my disciple is very, very advanced. And because he's very advanced, that means Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj should guide him. So, of course, whenever Bipin Chandra Goswami would visit Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur would give all respect. But in terms of guidance, he would approach Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. So, by the permission of Bipin Chandra Goswami, he had thicker connection. Yeah? Is that okay?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Yeah.
And Prabhuji, you said Raja Ram Mohan Rai is like, you know, what is their philosophy, you know?
Actually, they were social reformers. At that time, they were Sati Pratha. You know, Sati Pratha, not really Sati Pratha. It was a distorted version of Sati Pratha. that when a husband dies, so the wives were being thrown into the pile of fire, that you should also die. This is Sati Pratha. But this was not Sati Pratha actually. It was a distorted version of that. So Raja Ram Mohan Rai was, being a social reformer, he was against such kind of pratha, such kind of rituals in Hinduism. So that was Raja Ram Mohan Rai. Dahej Pratha, Sati Pratha. So he saw them as social ills, and that means he was against it. But there was no spirituality in his movement. It was all just social reformation. That's it.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Dhanavad Pranam. Prabhuji, very wonderful class. Sir, Prabhuji, I wanted to ask about the neem tree which you were talking. Is it the same neem tree? Which was 500 years ago?
Yes, same name.
Is it mentioned in some, is it mentioned somewhere?
All the Vaishnavas, when we visit Yogpeeth before going for Parikrama, so all the senior devotees and guides who are staying in Mayapur, they say that's the same name tree.
Prabhuji, but it is not mentioned somewhere.
Well, mention, I am to see, but yeah, maybe I'll see. Look into the book Amrit Prabha Bhashya by Navdeep Prabha Bhashya. It must be mentioning that. I'll see to it.
Okay, Prabhuji. Thank you.
I think a new tree was being sown. The old tree was, it went away, and then a new tree was being planted, the neem tree, but in the same place. I think it's a new tree. But still, I'll let you know. I'm not very sure about this, but I'm just recalling. Somebody told me that it's a new tree, new neem tree, which was being sown, and then like that. Hare Krishna.
Dandavat Pranam. Thank you for this wonderful class. So, like Bhakti Vinod Thakur was one who relishes bhakti.
Yes.
And how can we relish bhakti like him? And how can we relish bhakti? And how can we relish our chanting? Like, is there
Harinam? For this, there is a saying: if you serve Bhakti Vedanta, by serving Bhakti Vedanta, you can understand Bhakti Siddhanta, and by understanding Bhakti Siddhanta, you will relish Bhakti Vinod. But how does it start? It starts by serving Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Then we can understand Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Ki Jai. And then we can relish Bhakti Vinod. Like that. So it starts with Srila Prabhupada. Whatever he has instructed us, we have to do it diligently, and then mercy of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur will also. In fact, in one place, there was one devotee. He said, Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Vinod Thakur is my favorite, actually. Srila Prabhupada said, that's very good. That's my job, to hand over all of your souls to the hands of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Actually, he can take you to Lord Gauranga. My job is to hand you over to Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Okay. That's great. You have taste to read Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur's books. Wonderful. Like that. So we should actually study Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Vinod Thakur's book. Yeah.
And Prabhu, is there any teaching, a short teaching you can give from his book Harinam Chintamani, so that fallen souls like us can chant properly?
Yeah, there are many things he says about the glories of the name, Nama Prat, Nama Bhas, Shuddha Nam. So one thing which he mentions, that it is impossible to get Shuddha Nam without Sadhu Sangha. He says without association of devotees, it is impossible to get Shuddha Nam. He says that. Because the Sadhu Sangha, the mercy of devotees, it dispels the clouds around our consciousness, which is stopping us to perceive the sun, the holy name. But who will dispel these clouds? The potency of the devotees, the power of the devotees, he says. So that's even in Harinam Chintamani.
Thank you for very much. Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, are you going to speak about Gadadhar Pandit also? Because devotee wants to hear from you, Prabhuji.
Okay, Gadadhar Pandit, I did not prepare as such. But yes, he is Srimati Radharani, internal potency. And we see that he appeared on Amavasya. Why he appeared on Amavasya, Gadadhar Pandit? because Krishna also appeared on Ashtami, Janamashtami. Radharani also appeared on Ashtami, Radha Ashtami. So when Radharani's consciousness was being taken by Lord Krishna, so his Ashtami joined this Ashtami, and then this became Purnima. And that's why Lord Gauranga, he appeared on Purnima, Gaur Purnima. So Krishna has taken the Ashtami of Radharani. And that was now this is Purnima, Gaur Purnima. But Srila Bhakti, but Srila Gadadhar Pandit, he appeared on Amavasya. Why Amavasya? Because Radharani's half moon is now taken by Krishna. So half moon of Radharani, half moon of Krishna became Purnima. And then that's Gaur Purnima. So that is Radharani, just like since Krishna has taken the mood of Srimati Radharani in the form of Lord Gauranga, that phase Radharani is now chasing Krishna. Oh, Krishna, you have taken my mood. Oh, please. So now Krishna is going and then Radharani is chasing. So Mahaprabhu is afterwards and then Gadadhar Pandit is chasing him. But why chasing? Because Radharani knows that even though this person has stolen my bhav, but he cannot handle it. And that phase, Gadadhar Pandit and Srimati Radharani was always there as a tutor of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. That you have stolen my bhav, but by stealing you cannot understand. Just like somebody is having one's private book. And in the private book, somebody has written notes in shorthand. And I go and steal that personal book of the person. Then I will read it and I'll get all the secrets revealed. As he opens, it's in shorthand, Baba. You cannot understand. So the one who has written it can act as a coach to make the other person understand what's actually written into it. Similarly, Krishna had taken the bhava Srimati Radharani, became Gauranga Mahaprabhu. But Gauranga Mahaprabhu will not understand what's the bhava Srimati Radharani, even though he has stolen it. So then Gadadhar Pandit is there as a tutor. And that is Shachi Mata, who would always say, Gadadhar, I request you. My Nimai, you see that he has become mad. Mad in love for Krishna. He is chanting, dancing, sometimes he jumps. And then he comes on the ground, flats on the ground. When he, with a thud, as he comes on the ground, it makes my heart broken. It pains my heart. That's why I request you, Gadadhar Pandit, please take care of Nimai. He said, yes, of course, I'm there to take care of her. And whenever Nimai would feel extreme separation, and then he would say, where is Krishna? Krishna kothai? Krishna kothai? And then at that time, Gadadhar Pandit would come and pacify him. He said, why do you worry? Why are you seeking Krishna? Well, Krishna is there in your heart. And then he said, oh, he's in my heart. And then Mahaprabhu would start ripping apart his chest. And then Gadadhar Pandit would again say, well, yeah, he's there in your chest, but don't disturb him. Just chant Krishna's name. His name, that's a way to you can associate with him. And this way, Gadadhar Pandit would always act as a tutor of Sriman Mahaprabhu. And then in this way, Mahaprabhu, when he was there in Navadvip, at that time also Gadadhar Pandit was there as his constant companion. In the beginning, when Mahaprabhu was playing the role of Nimai Pandit, so he would often catch Gadadhar Pandit and challenge him and defeat him. And Gadadhar Pandit would say, why do you do this to me, Nimai? You are such an intelligent person. In logic, nobody can defeat you. Why don't you take to the path of bhakti? And then Gadadhar Pandit would leave. And then Nimai would say to his students, this Gadadhar Pandit is such a pure devotee. Since he is desiring that I should become a devotee, one day, by his blessings, I will become such a devotee that everyone would be chasing me. Everyone would be after me. And that means he fulfilled the desire of Gadadhar Pandit. In fact, every day he would hear Srimad Bhagavatam from Gadadhar Pandit. He went to Gadadhar Pandit and heard the pastimes of Dhruv Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj 100 times, Prahlad and Dhruv Charitra, from the mouth of Gadadhar Pandit. Because Gadadhar Pandit was, when he would describe Srimad Bhagavatam, wow, that was Gadadhar Pandit. Champion. So pakka, so deep, so nectarian. So in this way, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu would learn Srimad Bhagavatam from Gadadhar Pandit. And Gadadhar Pandit was so exalted that he had his deities Tota Gopinath. Tota means garden. Gopinath, who is having his garden. So there he would serve the deities. And when he became quite old and when he could not garland the deities of Tota Gopinath, so Tota Gopinath, he sat. He said, well, Gadadhar, you want to garland me? Here I am. Garland me. He would sit. And that way we see now Tota Gopinath sitting. They are there. So that way, these were the dealings of the deities of Gadadhar Pandit with Gadadhar Pandit. And that was Gadadhar Pandit, who was such an exalted devotee. Who can be as exalted as Gadadhar Pandit? So that means in Navadvip Dham, which is in the spiritual sky, Gadadhar Pandit is also eternally residing with Mahaprabhu. And there also, every day Bhagavatam class happens. And who explains Bhagavatam? Gadadhar Pandit. And everyone listens, including Nimai. He would also, Gaurang Mahaprabhu would sit in the class to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from Gadadhar Pandit. So we also pray at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, who came as Gadadhar Pandit, to bless us with pure devotional service. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Danvat Pranam. Apart from the topic, how can we improve our chanting?
We can improve our chanting by firstly hearing the glories of the holy name. Because we become desperate to do something when we know how glorious is that particular act. And that way is when holy name, when we know how glorious is the holy name, then we will put our energy that, oh, holy name is so great. Wow. So that means we should regularly study the glories of the glories of the holy name. And that means Namamrit by Srila Prabhupada, and then Netta Notion of the Holy Name by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Sachinandan Maharaj, and Harinam Chintamani and Bhajan Rasa by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. We should read them. Japa by Bhurujan Prabhu. We should read these books actually. Nam Rahasya and Living Name by Sachinandan Maharaj, and Japa Reform Book by Sasurup Goswami Maharaj. So that is, these books are there on the holy name. So many books are there. So we should read them, reflect on them, and get benefit them. And of course, early morning chanting is the best chanting. If you get up late and you chant your rounds in the evening, chanting would not be good. Morning means rounds. In the evening, it becomes square, hyperbola, parabola, rhombus. But rounds are there in the morning. So once you sleep early, get up early and chant once rounds early in the morning. That's very important. In case you're feeling distracted, chant loudly. You can have mantra card also while chanting. That is also helpful in getting rid of distraction while chanting. One should also, at the end of each round, one can recite Shikshashtakam prayer, or maybe say one or two stanzas of Shikshashtakam prayer. In this way, one can improve one's chanting. And prefer that sit and chant. Don't, you know, I've seen devotees, they just keep walking and they are chanting. In case you are very sleepy, then that's another thing. Otherwise, one should sit. Sit also means one should sit cross-legged. And then one should chant. In case you have got knee issues, then you can sit on chair. Otherwise, one should sit and chant. Not, you know, walking and seeing here and there what's happening. Bird watching, this watching, that. And then chant. This is ridiculous. This kind of chanting would be fruitless, actually. I've seen people doing that. Now, people chanting, in this hand there is a beat bag, in this hand there is a remote, TV remote. When there is commercial break, then they mute. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna Rama Rama. As soon as a break is over, they pause the chanting, switch on, and then they are watching TV. Beat bag here, and they are watching television. Wow. This hand chanting, this hand, there is WhatsApp going on. WhatsApp, Facebook. Wow. In case this thumb gets tired, there is one finger also outside. Wow. This kind of chanting would not be helpful actually. When we are chanting, we should keep away all this social media and communication and all that away. Without chanting 16 rounds until one has completed, one should not touch mobile phone. In case you have touched mobile phone, do not open WhatsApp, Facebook, YouTube, none. Fasting from that. Fasting from social media until we are done with our 16 rounds. I should do that. And then there would be improvement in chanting.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Prabhuji, yes. Your classes from the beginning, when we listen, they are like, whether we'd be parenting or it is just so much of instructions and so much of humor that you have conveyed the messages. So we are really, really grateful to you. And there are many questions that I want to ask. But first of all, like, you have pleased Guru Maharaj in so many ways. So please pray that we also, in some or the other way, we can also follow his instructions. So Prabhu, now over here. His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj.
Okay. All right.
So Prabhuji, now just to give a small idea, like on Bhakti Sangha, we are having kids camp. It's online camp. Again, it's just service that we are doing by so many other Matajis together.
and we are just trying to cultivate the Krishna consciousness in kids during this COVID time and during this time. So Prabhuji, like now there are all our acharyas are there. We are trying to inculcate all different topics in the camp. So we wanted to also have our great acharyas and their teachings. So these are books written, these are everything which has been continued, right? So how to focus, could you please guide us, like how can this, our parampara, be inculcated into it and their teachings in a very right way? Because these are three groups we have, Madhava group, which is above 11, then Govinda group, which is above 7, and Damodar group, which is above 3. So each group has a different need and a different way to deal with. So if you could guide on that also, Prabhuji.
Well, for the younger lot, they cannot be educated because, you know, philosophy is just way too much for them. So for the younger lot, they can be just prasadam. They can be just some kirtan. And that's enough for them. As soon as we see that they have become now educatable, then we come to the stories. Again, not much of philosophy. Basic philosophy that we are servants of Krishna. Mostly stories from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Stories. That's very important. Like recently, I had Ramayana series and Mahabharata series. Especially children like them a lot. Not because it's my glory, but I'm just telling the nature of children. Children like stories. And especially when there are lessons out of the stories. So that ways make the learning more story-oriented in the beginning. So that they have very pleasant experience of Krishna consciousness. In our camps, we should not make it very austere. For them, it should be a very pleasant experience. So that later on, they pursue Krishna consciousness with zeal because they have got such good memories in Krishna consciousness. So that is try to give them as much as possible the palatable experiences in terms of eating, hearing, picnic and all that. So that is pleasant experiences. And then once they become committed in the later part of their life, they would give their life. But in the beginning, we have to make it very palatable. So of course, for children, young lads, just prasadam and kirtan, that's it. As they grow, then kirtan as well as philosophy and prasadam, of course. And in prasadam also, all kind of delicacies we can, whether it is Chinese, South Indian, North Indian, continental, we should give them like that. So in this way, we should give a very palatable experience as well as teaching experience, but for the later lad, earlier only kirtan and prasadam, like that. This is what we should do.
Thank you, Prabhuji. And Prabhuji, for us also, like when there are so many books also mentioned by our acharyas. So to start with, because this we are reading along with the kids, at least we are reading along with the kids at home. So what would be the best to start with so that it does not become an overdose for them? And also it becomes, they also know about the philosophy.
For you or for them?
For me, basically, the first thing is for me and then gradually with them.
Yeah, you can read Srila Prabhupada's books. What all books here you have studied up until now?
My son, he is reading Chasing the Rhinos and Swami in the Strange Land. He is 14, so he is reading that. And my younger one is more interested in Srimad Bhagavatam. So then, and he is learning Hindi, so he tries to read. Again, in our camp only, we introduced Hindi as well. So he is Hindi, in sense, we introduced Devanagari script. So he is reading he likes to read the verses in the language instead of the English version of it. So that way, I'm just trying to take baby steps with them so that it does not become an overdose.
You are already doing the best for them. Nice. Great.
Thank you, Prabhuji. So which books, Prabhu, you would recommend in... I wanted basically for this acharyas to be introduced to them in a slow way.
Yeah. Of course, you can read the lives of the Vaishnava acharyas. And I think Stephen Rosen, Satyaraj Prabhu has already written a book on six Goswamis. So they can read the lives of six Goswamis. That's there. And of course, from Chaitanya Charitamrita, they can also study. And Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita would also be very interesting because it is very contemporary. And it's a setup of USA. So that way, it's also very interesting. So that can also be done. Yeah. Srila Prabhupada's life.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much for coming on the call and giving us your valuable instructions. Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Thanks to you. Thank you, everyone. Hare Krishna. Shri Bhakti Thakur Ji Ki Jai. Shri Ganadhar Pandit Ji Ki Jai. Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. I go to Manande. Hari Hari Bo.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Do you have time for questions?
Okay, we'll take a couple of questions, yes.
Okay, thank you, Prabhu. Okay, go ahead, Prabhuji.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna, Vinay Prabhu, you want to ask question?
There were other devotees also unmuted, Mataji. Gautami Ganga Prabhuji also.
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
This is Gautami Ganga Das. So I heard in... this is a little off topic, if you have time, just in brief. I heard in one of your lectures that you were previously working in HCL Technologies and then you left the corporate world. Yeah, I'm also in HCL. Just want to know what motivated you to leave the corporate world.
What inspired me to leave the corporate world, right? I always wanted to be a missionary. And that's why I left that. And secondly, and very importantly, it was a desire of my spiritual master, His Holiness Krishna Maharaj, as well as my Shiksha Guru. So my kind of lifestyle and my psychological setup is that of a monk. If I would have been a married person, my marriage would have been pathetic. My wife would have been so frustrated with me that I married such a crazy guy known as Amogri Ladas, and so I didn't want to spoil anyone's life by this person like me. I know I would have enough. So that phase, I was not meant for married life, and certainly I don't have much of inclination towards, you know, having romantic inclinations and being very ambitious in the world. I never had such feelings. And astrologically also, it is mentioned that if somebody marries me, she would die in 6 months. So astrologically, it was confirmed that somebody marries me, she would die in 6 months in a road accident or die out of some disease. Second marriage also, she would die in 1 year. Third marriage would be very successful. That means in order to become a very successful householder, two Matajis are to be sacrificed. So I thought, you know, I should not sacrifice anybody's life. So I should stay monk. So that phase I decided. So that phase astrologically, karmically, or say by the instruction of spiritual master in terms of my nature, I was meant to be a monk. So I'm very happy being a Hare Krishna monk. And I pray that throughout my life, I remain monk in Krishna's service and give my life. So that's why, and also I learned from so many of my teachers. So my becoming a missionary was my way of saying thank you to them, like that.
Yeah, thank you, Prabhu. Krishna's mercy. Thank you.
Yeah, Krishna's mercy. Hare Krishna, yes.
We cannot hear you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, yes.
Dandavat Pranam Prabhuji. Actually, I want to talk from this with you. Today, I got the opportunity to talk. I'm very much glad to talk with you. I listened the entire Zoom class today. Prabhuji, can you suggest to me how to chant more focusedly?
I just mentioned.
Yeah.
5 minutes. 5 minutes back, I told how to chant effectively.
Yeah. And actually, I'm doing DD worship also.
That's very good.
At this present, I'm beginner, no? So, can it is correct DD worship, Laddu Gopal?
Well, Laddu Gopalji is not worshipped by the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. But since you are having, you may worship. But you must worship Shri Gaunitai. Mahaprabhu has come for us. So every Gaudiya Vaishnava ISKCON devotee must have Gaunitai at their home. Laddu Gopalji worship is not given by Srila Prabhupada or our Acharyas. Have you heard of any devotee who was worshipping Laddu Gopalji, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur? No. You worship Radha Krishna. Radha Rani. Radha Krishna. And since we are not qualified to worship Radha Krishna, we worship Gaunitai. They give us all qualification. So everyone should have Gaunitai. Gauranga Mahaprabhu ये हमारे लिए आए, दे केम फॉर अस, राइट. कृष्णा केम फॉर द्वापर युग पीपल, राम जी केम फॉर त्रेता युग पीपल, नरसिंह भगवान केम फॉर सत्युग पीपल, हु केम फॉर द कलयुगा पीपल, गॉड इज आई, राइट. जस्ट लाइक इफ आई मस्ट, आई मे प्रेज पुतिन, आई मे प्रेज डोनाल्ड ट्रंप, आई मे प्रेज एनी वन, बट आई मस्ट प्रेज नरेंद्र मोदी बिकॉज ही इज माई कंट्रीज प्राइम मिनिस्टर, राइट, India's Prime Minister. Similarly, I may have respect for Ramji, Krishna Bhagwanji, Narasingh Bhagwanji, but I will have special love for Gaurang Mahapu because he is my Prime Minister. My Kalyuga's Prime Minister is Gaur Nithai. So we must worship Shishi Gaur Nithai. Laddu Gopalji, now since you are brought, Laddu Gopalji, worship. It's okay with the Laddu Gopal worship. But for us, our life and soul is Mahaprabhu.
Okay. Prabhu, can you add in your groups also? I want to get more updates about classes and everything.
I don't have any WhatsApp group. I don't have any YouTube channel. I don't have any Facebook account. I have none. I'm only on Zoom when invited. That's it.
Okay. Thank you very much, Prabhu, for clearing my doubt.
Welcome. Okay, now last question.
Also, bro, one more point regarding this. So, I heard from a Guru Maharaj that initially devotees should worship Gaur Nithai because they might commit offenses if they worship Radha, yes, Krishna. And because, yes, Gaur Nithai do not commit consider offenses, actually.
Yes, they are very merciful.
Yes, bro. Thank you. I just want to add that.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. I have a question. Like in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Sharanam Vraja. So, what is the meaning of that? It's given in Chaitanya Charitamrita, but I couldn't find it again and I forgot. So, can you please explain?
It means any religion which is contrary to my love for Krishna, we should give that up. Like during the time of Draupadi, when she was being disrobed by Dushasan. So at that time, she was following Lajja Dharma. And she was not able to full-fledged, was able to call Krishna. Why? Because she was trying to save herself. Why? Because she was trying to follow Lajja Dharma. As soon as she gave up Lajja Dharma, to hell with my Lajja, she just called out Krishna. Krishna saved her. Right? Similarly, somebody may have some kind of religion, say Christianity, Islam, Jainism, these are religions of this world, right? One should give up such religions and come surrender to Krishna exclusively. That is what Krishna is saying, that we should give up all worldly religions and come and take shelter of Krishna. That is what Krishna is saying. Anything which, in terms of lajja, in terms of etiquettes, in terms of netikta, morality, Krishna. That's the thing. Just like Yudhishthira Maharaj was following netikta by being truthful. Even though Lord Krishna said, please tell Ashwatthama to mara gaya. Ashwatthama is dead to Dronacharya. But he would hesitate, you know, main jhoot kaise bolu, how can I tell a lie? So he was following netikta. Give up this netikta for Krishna. If Krishna says tell a lie, we'll do. Why? Because God is telling us. The absolute truth is telling us to lie. We will lie. So those who are in their boundaries of morality, they may remain in the boundaries of morality. We will go back home, back to water, to Krishna, because we follow Krishna, we love Krishna. And for Him, we can do anything. Like that. Tigadi? All right, I'll take your leave now. Thank you all very much for patiently listening. Shri Bhakti Thakur Ji ki jai, Shri Gadadhar Pandit Ji ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Vaishnava Bhaktivrinda ki jai.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for the very beautiful class.
Wonderful class. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for talking to us.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Very nice class. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Very fun, amusing class, Prabhu.
Thank you very much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, let's play obeisances to Prabhuji and all the Vaishnavas. Vancha Kalpa Tarupyasya.
Vancha Kalpa Tarupyasya. Sarvabhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanekyo.
Vaishnavakya Namo
Vaishnavakya
Namo
Vaishnavakya Namo Vaishnavakya Namo Vaishnavakya Namo Vaishnavakya Namo Vaishnavakya Namo Vaishnavakya Namo
Vaishnavakya Namo Vaishnavakya Namo Vaishnavakya Namo Vaishnavakya Namo Vaishnavakya Namo Vaishnavakya Namo Vaishnavakya Namo Vaishnavakya Namo Vaishnavakya Namo Vaishnavakya Namo Vaishnavakya Namo Vaishnavakya Namo Vaishnavakya Namo Vaishnavakya Namo Vaishnavakya Namo Vaishnavakya Namo Vaishnavakya Namo Vaishnavakya Namo Vaishnavakya Namo Vaishnavakya Namo Vaishnavakya Namo Vaishnavakya Namo Vaishnavakya Namo Vaishnavakya Namo Vaishnavakya Namo Vaishnavakya Namo Vaishnavakya Namo Vaishnavakya Namo Vaishnavakya Namo Vaishnavakya Namo Vaishnavakya Namo Vaishnavakya Namo Vaishn
Thank you so much. Leela Prabhuji ki jai.
Jai.
Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai.
Jai.